2022. The date rings a bell because last week, an association called the Joint Drivers Welfare Association laid out a threat to withdraw bus services commercial drivers across Lagos in protest of harassment and extortion along the roads in Lagos State. So today, you started giving me feedback already during the 7 o'clock hour. We're taking feedback. Is a strike in full force? I've really been trying to get the direct and correct contact of this Joint Drivers Welfare Association of Nigeria. So if you're listening to me and you are maybe one of the leaders of this association, please send me a message urgently on social media at Wemimo Sport, or you can send me a mail, wemimo@nigeriainfo.fm. I'd love you to be on the show as we also reach out to the Ministry of Transportation and the Commissioner for Information for further conversations on this tomorrow. But for today, let's start off by reviewing if this strike is in full force. Have commercial drivers withdrawn their services from Lagos roads? How is it affecting you? Bus drivers, come out and talk. Some of you last week told me that you would not join the strike because you are on instrumental payment. That's it, that you have to pay back some money for getting the buses, so you have to keep working. Some others say they will join the strike. So let's know how it's going today. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers 01465719 0. Keep your money for taxi today, I'm telling you. Good morning. Hello. Good enough. Your radio has to be off when you're dialing. Morning, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think my name is Benjamin Chidobre. I think the strike by the commercial vehicles for the first time is still a good one, only that the masses will suffer it also, but let them try it once. Because what all these arbors are doing, I can't understand for this Lagos, even last month. I think the other day, the commissioner of transport this on, yeah, this when I send a message asking about the money they are realizing from Harbour and Lasma.
Yeah,
we try to dodge the question.
Right,
you see it? Can you see it now? Go here, you know, yesterday the encounter have the vehicle was with Lasma on Sunday. They are sitting down. The vehicle drove inside the bus stop and they used the iron to arrest the vehicle. If not that, I intervened there yesterday. It's very, very worrisome. So let them go on strike once and for all and inform their own units they are formed now. So the commissioners will come back again for your station and explain to us. Now,
yes, we'll get them back. 60 seconds is all you have. You'll be off at 60 seconds. Morning. Welcome.
Hi, Benimo. How are you doing?
Very well.
Jonathan is my name. I dispatched, not even public drivers alone, I dispatched one of my vehicles on Saturday, Friday, to somewhere around my tube satellite. And I started hearing feelers that they are charging the guy 9,000 naira.
Who's charging him?
I have that picture of that guy. I'm going to send to you on Twitter. He's holding the receipt to his church. It's Lagos State something, I don't know. I transferred that 9,000 naira on Saturday from my phone.
No, help me understand. The money was for what?
I don't know. The ticket, I will send the picture of the guy holding the ticket to his chest. It's Lagos State something.
You were given a ticket.
And I'm told, the driver was given tickets. And I was told that for every time you make that trip to that place, you pay 9,000 naira. I mean, I'm going to send it to you on Twitter.
Please do. I'll look forward to it. Baba G is on the line joining us now. Let's speak with him. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome.
Baba G. Quickly, you know, they strike. I'm at home. I don't even care to go out because I'll be following events. I said, let me listen to you this morning. Mm-hmm. You know, this new union, Jowin, if I remember the name very well, they carefully mentioned Badagry Aziz and Aja Aziz. And I can tell you for free, people call from this area. I think it's one of the worst area in Lagos, you know. If you are living in an area that is not urban, maybe rural, so to say, they don't put eyes there. From Badagry down to Mintu, the bus stop, they are more than 50. From Okoko, hello?
I can hear you.
From Okoko, just from Okoko to Igbeleri, that small space. the bus stop for Agbero is more than 15. And you don't know whom to complain to. Even we are commuters. Sometimes you don't see vehicle because the boys will say you will not stop. If you stop, you must pay. You have to wait for hours before you can see vehicle.
All right. Many thanks. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Eva.
Welcome to the show. Your name? You have 60 seconds.
Yeah, this is Emeka from Ikorodu.
Go on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I want to speak about this Agbero of Ekene and the transporter. You see, what you people hear in the news is even more than that. I remember when I applied from Surulere to Dwelegba, I pay up to 12 to 13,000 naira every day.
When was this?
Very about maybe two, three years ago, before the COVID-19 issue came up.
So now that the government, I say in January this year, the Lagos State government introduced in trying to deal with these issues.
We must forget all these things. They just only see their own and sit back. They'll see their own thing and sit back. Nobody comes out to monitor what is going on. Even the last margin they are talking about. Do you know that at times, this last margin, they will gather themselves. They will start arresting all the buses and on traffic, and they will tell you that they are doing general raiding. You ask them, what did you do? They said that's what they have got, ask them to come and do. And by the time they take you to the office, they will tell you to bring 25 or 30,000 naira. This is what goes on every day in Lagos.
All right, many thanks. Friday's on the line. Good morning, hello.
Yeah, well, just like Babadi said, this Ebadagri route is the worst. See, on Saturday, Wemimo, we are asking our driver development money. Developmental money. We'll say developmental money.
To
we
the boy we are not what?
Is it now we do that are now constructing the road? See, when you can still remember when Lagos State imposed that 800 naira per day. SC Oluomo came out that time that does not include their own money. They will still collect their own fare. Hello?
I can hear you.
So, when people are saying that all these boys, they just gather themselves. They don't gather themselves. They have boss. They have people they are working for. They are being tasked. All these boys, they are tasked that they have a mother that they must be in a day. That is why they are desperate.
All right. Many thanks. So, I want us to be clear on this matter. So, since the government introduced an 800 naira levy in January of this year, and the government also banned NURTW as well as RTEAN. Are you saying to me that you are still being charged these levies? If you're being charged these extra levies outside the 800 naira per day, to whom are you paying these levies? Because it's certainly not to the NURTW or the RTEAN. So to whom are you paying these levies? Now, also earlier this year, a lawyer went to court. This was in May this year. Pardon me again, I have a sore throat. Now, a lawyer went to the Federal High Court here in Lagos and secured a judgment that restrained NURTW, its former chairman, Musiliu Akinsanya, known as Oluomo, and others from collecting union dues and levies from commercial drivers that are non-union members in all motor parks in Lagos State. Mm-hmm. Now, these others include NURTW, RTAN, as well as NATO. NATO is registered trustees of the Nigerian Association of Road Transport Owners. The lawyer sued for himself and a new transport union, Transport Union Society of Nigeria. Mm-hmm. So they have that one too. I've not heard from them since then. So, but this judgment was secured in a federal high court this year. All right, I'm back to the phone lines. Good morning, hello.
Hello, Wemimo.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Let me talk about the driver issue. The strike. See, me, I don't support them. They go on strike. Why? Because it's we that will suffer all these things. What they supposed to do, they support at the time of election 2023, let them come together and vote this APC out. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm on WhatsApp. Where Pastor Adebayo says, Wemimo, don't be stressed up. Lagos State government knows all that is going on about transport and Agbero problem in Lagos. It's a way of settlement for their boys. Tinubu and Sanwo-Olu got nothing to do about Agbero. Don't you know they are his foot soldiers? What's your name? You said, do you know that this extortion by area boys have been extended to shops and even on the streets, harassing innocent Nigerians, the Lagos State Task Force should come to K2 Mile 12 Axis and see what I'm talking about. Wemimo, good morning. Ajatu Oshodi, 18-seater bus at 800 Naira, that's 12,600. You pay 4,000 Naira after loading. From Oroshoki, you pay 200 Naira. Oshodi, you pay 500 Naira. Then Oshodi car park, 500 Naira. Total, 5,800 Naira. If you remove that from your 12,000, see calculation. Is if you remove that from your the 12,600 you collected, is remaining 6,800. You buy 4,35. Your balance is 3,300. It says monkey they work, baboon they chop. Please, is the commissioner for transportation in Lagos State a technocrat or a former agbero? Maybe when we come here, we'll ask him. You guys. Good morning. The strike is holding in my area. Only few buses are on the road and they hiked the fare. Matutu Oshodi, that used to be 200, is 400 Naira today. Commuters are just roaming around and confused. Mike from AJ. Thank you. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm sorry for your throat.
Thank you.
My name is Akun, calling from Oshodi. The truth there is this. If anything about this Abura and Coz, if government did not know anything about it, they have been stopped it. But they know whatever that's going there. So everything that is coming now is for the masses to suffer. How can somebody buy a car or a bus, put it in a road, in a month, in a day, you make 10,000 Naira, and that will collect 7,000?
Doesn't make any sense.
So unless if government talk about it, it will stop. Thank you.
Thank you very much. But it was when we put up pressure. Remember that we put up a lot of pressure on this matter last year. In January this year, the Lagos State government introduced a one and for all payment for the day, 800 Naira. You pay that, you get a ticket, you're supposed to be free to do your business for the rest of the day. I mean, which business in Nigeria pays that much tax? Let's even assume it's tax with the government. It's ridiculous. Nobody pays that much in tax. All through the day. So apparently, since NURTW has been banned, as well as RTAN, it means it's just a crowd of guys, tough-looking, touts, harassing drivers. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning, Wemimo.
Morning.
Sorry for your short chat.
Thank you.
Take honey and lukewarm water. It will help you.
Thank you.
Anyway, for the Abreu and the bus drivers or transport workers, transporters, the Lagos State knows everything that is going on. Don't even they know they are part of the plan. They planned it. The drivers, some drivers will come to the park in the evenings, especially at Oshodi, maybe to pick to Ejibu or Ekoto, anywhere. Mm. Once they come, plenty passengers are on ground. They will tell the driver, even the driver, because maybe they loaded in the afternoon like 300. They will come and increase it immediately. Even when the driver wants to collect 300, they will insist that he should collect 500.
Mm.
So because they have their own share to take. Yes. Mm. And then apart from that, Lagos State has made it like giving them a target. I investigated an agbero. I asked him. He said, they give us targets now, so you go meet your target. So whatever you get, let's say the target is 20,000 now.
Mm.
Whatever you get, even if you get 40,000, the rest is your own. So they will fight to nail to make sure they get it extort from drivers. So that's why there are so many of them. They run like if they go for Olympics, they win gold medal.
The way they run, Padeva. Okay, sorry about that. Please call again. Let's go to YouTube and Facebook. On YouTube, Emmanuel Guinea Kanwa says, if we don't name this agbero intrusion, in the bud, private vehicles will surely be next. It is our collective responsibility to put an end to this lunacy, a mega city indeed. Adebisi Kayinde, with all these, they will still vote the APC, even though they are mostly threatened or intimidated to vote. It's time for them to take a decisive step with this coming election. Wilson Wonder, which of your comments should I read? Okay, you are chatting. That's all right. I'm on Facebook now. Pleasing John Innie says, the money being collected is being collected by the park and garages headed by Oluwamo. But the parks and garages do not have a right to collect more than 800 Naira from you per day. So are you certain the money is being collected by the parks and garages? they can't take more than 800 naira from you per day. Abba Ella says, Owamimo, how I wish you can come to Aja area, Olokunla, and see how they share the money among themselves. UK Kalu says, Tinubu is responsible for all of these. These Agberos are generating money for his campaign. Well, they denied that too. I remember MC Olomo denied that when there was a matter of the tickets being sold and being enforced on some drivers to buy. He made a video saying that nobody should be forced to buy tickets. Kingsley Aneke says, most of the people lamenting here will still vote for them in the name of party loyalty and tribe. Vote them out if you don't like this and stop lamenting. Another one here from Terakimbi Timothy. Who are these Agbero? Let Tinubu come. Should be not become the president of this country. Lagos Agbero, you need to see how happy they are just because of Tinubu's government. Do I understand your message? I don't. All righty. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, my name is Peter.
Yeah.
Well, Mimo, this issue of Agbero, these scavengers.
Scavengers, indeed.
Yes, they collected money by force from people. Yesterday, I was somewhere in Java, close to Jibo. One of the last men. He was just standing there. One dirty looking, young looking guy. He's collecting 100 naira for that man, for that last man. I told my wife, see what's going on. And that is how they've been taught. After all, their guys told them, go to the street and make money. It is your oil company. So the best thing, the solution to this nonsense is to vote them out. And everything will end.
All right. Many thanks. Oh, you're gone off. Morning, hello. Okay, you two gone off. Let's see who's here. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Raymo.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Sunday.
Go on.
I'm a commercial bus driver.
You are a driver? Are you on strike?
Yes, I'm on strike. I call on Monday morning also. You see, the issue of Agbero to say,
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what did you say?
They are wrong. We'll pay 800 naira. That 800 naira will pay it also. And we'll still pay their other money.
To whom? To whom do you pay the other money?
Those Agberos. They are Agberos. All of them. They're not like differentiated among them.
So when they ask you for this money, on what account do they demand money for you? Money for what?
You don't know the account. What is demand money for? They just say they are money. Where their money?
Money where they keep for your pocket, ba?
Yes, my motor broke down after Gerard on Friday. Before I know, five of them rushed me. Where's your money? Where am I? The next day they start beating me. Carry my phone. Withdraw my money. Before I know, somebody will send me a run, go block my account. They don't withdraw my money from inside.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I'm heading out on a break. When I come back, we'll talk some more. We'll expand this conversation again tomorrow. Try to reach out to the stakeholders involved. Don't go away. This is a Morning Crossfire. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. I will be right back. This thing you guys tell me to be chewing, it's not very easy to eat. So bitter and all over the place. Alrighty, we're live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. And we're discussing the commercial driver strike in Lagos. You tell me if the strike is effective. How are you feeling? How are you coping? We're commercial drivers. Have you joined a strike or you would not? 0700-993-993-993. My throat actually does feel better. You guys, hey, you're the real MVPs, you know. I've done two rounds of that drink, that stuff, and it feels a bit better. Hey, all right, you want to call me back, do you? Good morning, hello?
Hello, Wemimo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much. The issue we are discussing, if you look at that issue, it's a very critical issue in Lagos State.
Yes, it is.
And the way the agribusiness are operating, like in my area now, if you load from Okoko coming to Badagry, the money that you will pay is more than 1,000 naira. After you are paid for ticket and every other thing, you will see agribusiness on the road, they will ask you, owe me that. And if you fail to comply, they will beat you, destroy your vehicle, and the rest of it. So
this situation now is very, very worrisome. And most of us now cannot even go out this morning. We are told. So please, let the government help us out and do something about it and stop this issue. It's become an embarrassing issue. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you very much. So here's what I can promise you. Today, there are three people that I need us to speak with, and I need them here in the studio. One is the police. I'll speak with the PRO once I get off air to know why citizens are being harassed and the police are looking on. Number two will be the Commissioner for Transportation or his representative. And number three will be the Commissioner for Information. Because I would like to know how much the state has even made since the 800 Naira levy imposed in January. Abby, we should know how much has come in. And how do they regulate to be sure that they do not collect more than 800 Naira? Let's see how we make that happen. Hey, so sorry about that, Ejiofor. Please call back. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, my name is Adida. I'm calling from Oban.
All right.
Hello?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so this issue about Hagbero, it's quite unfortunate because I think that's what comes with our cosmopolitan area all around the world. Go to London, go to New York. But the things you find, the only difference is, well, while our own Hagberos jump on you and, you know, start screaming, woe meter, you find some other sorts of extortions going on, maybe under the carpet over there, which is quite but it's not like restricted to Nigeria alone. In fact, it is most cosmopolitan areas. Even go to Onitsha. As soon as you cross the bridge, you pay more before the bridge and upper worker or something. You are paying nothing less than 5,000 naira. Now it's worse if you're taking a truck there. I mean, that was the time I had to show you something to Onitsha. And in a truck, we paid nothing less than 20 grand between the bridge and the main garage or something. So it's something that should be addressed. It's something that is terrible, but it's something that really is not native to Lagos alone.
Right.
Yes, you find it everywhere in the world.
I absolutely agree with you. In fact, when I read about what people face in is it called Onitsha or Onitsha? Somebody please help me. I call it Onitsha. I heard some people say Onitsha. So which one is it? When I heard what people face in those markets, Aba and Onitsha, that's how I know how to call it. I think they're actually competing with Lagos. Or maybe Lagos, a land walk for where they serve, because it appears to be maybe even worse. Good morning, hello.
Good morning, Wemino.
Thank you for calling.
How is your truth?
It's a bit better. I've been eating all this stuff, so.
All right.
Thank you.
Agbero has become an institution in Lagos. If not, when they were having issues, the government reacted by creating a management for them to let people know that they have become an institution. Now, when you institutionalize such organization, it will be difficult for you to control and manage. Please, I would like you to, apart from inviting these people, invite one of the top people within those park and garages management. MC Olomo will not come.
He might, though. He might. The only thing is...
he won't come. He won't come. And because, let me tell you, even if he comes, he won't come. Don't get any of his aides. He will give them the opportunity to call.
Yeah, no problem.
So that you can hear from them.
No problem. I'll do that. I'll work on that. All right. Good morning, hello.
Action lady.
Good morning.
Good morning. How was your night, ma'am?
Very good, thank you.
You have been in a question. I got I'm calling from Enugu. Action lady.
Yes, sir.
I want to narrate to you my experience in the hand of these cyborgs. I don't know if I would call this one cyborg or area boys.
They're just area boys, site.
I have a site at Abidjan Road. Do you know that? From that Abidjan GR way down inside the estate area, I had to pay over 16,000 to 4 different states of area boys. 16,000 total sum to 4 different states. The first one I bypassed, I don't know that they were there. They took Okada, overtake the bus I was in, direct us to go back to that. And they now say that for me, bypassing them, my total bill I'll pay to them is 20,000.
Wow.
I say for what? Finally, and if I didn't cooperate with them, they are going to break all my glasses and every other thing I'm taking to sight. I had to start dealing with them. Finally, I paid 4,000. They collect money for and at a point, a police van was somewhere there. They came out, collected for the police, pay for their own. Directly, So it is not only the Agboros. See, in every estate, the people taking goods there are finding it very, very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. And that is why those transporters charge us more.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, we also had this conversation regarding how this is affecting food prices. Because if you're bringing food from outside Lagos and then you get to the market, you have to pay a large sum of money to these people just for bringing your truck to offload food to be sold in the market. So, yeah. Bio says there is another union called Lagos Park Administration headed by the King of Iba. Anonymous, you said, please do a research on a warlord of Mile 2. His name is Ekomog. Please don't believe me. Just find out. He's a killer for Lagos politicians. Really? If you don't pay his boys, you can die on the spot. They are ruthless. Nobody escapes the extortion. Even Alabaru cart pushers, all bike and drivers are recklessly extorted. Ekomog is his name and his boys wear it as caps and t-shirt. Oluwamo knows him deeply. But it's even worse in Aja, where the thugs even collect owo emiloko from drivers for campaign. Oh, goodness, God. Aya from Badagri says, Wamimo, I'm tired of this so-called democracy. The only way to end the Agboro matter is for military to... No, stop it. Stop, just stop. How is that even a better option? You people. Alex from Misheri says, I support the idea of commercial drivers going on strike. Otherwise, APC, through the governor, Sanwo-Olu, should get rid of the commercial major roads in Lagos and rid the roads of these Agboro and Lagos boys. All right, thank you. You spoke with the Association's General Secretary, Dapo Ajimatananara. Gosh, what's his name? Ajimatonora Reji. I don't know what this is. All right. Thank you so much. You sent me a number. I'll get in touch with him and see if we can get him here tomorrow. Many thanks. Thank you so much. I don't know what your name is, but thank you. So I have a game to play. Do you guys mind winning some money? Let me take a... So I don't lose this number. Do you guys mind winning some money? We'll continue this tomorrow, unfailingly. This track is supposed to continue for 7 days. So we'll continue tomorrow at 5. And then I'll... Oh, my God. Look at the phone lines. Then I'll see how I can get these people here. If not tomorrow, sometime before the week runs off. Alrighty, let me get my stopwatch ready for you. 1 minute. Okay, I'm ready. All right, she can call me. Well, let me be sure this thing will even do what I want it to do. Wait, I'm coming. Okay, I'm ready. I got the one I was looking for. 0700-993-993-993. Make it quick. I want to give 3 people money today. It's called 5 in 7. So I'll give you an alphabet to give me 5 words. Okay, there's a rule. Let me quickly go through the rule. 5 things that start with that alphabet in 7 seconds. I have a timer, so Ojoro canceled. I mean, no Ojoro at all. Once your time is up, I cut you off immediately. Now, you cannot start repeating the names of one thing and say, Ile, whatever. Let me go through what the rules are. Don't worry, we'll do it. Where is it now? Oh God. Now when I need this the most. So 5 in 7 should be 5 things. It does not include action words like go, come. Mm-mm. It does not include human names. All right. So you can't do you as in uncalled for. No, one, that has to be a word. You can't do you as in uche. You can't do you as an umbrella. You can do you as an umbrella. That's a thing. So it has to be 5 things. Not action words or human names. Do you get it? All right, let's play randomly. Who's here? Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Ready to play my game?
Yes, please.
What's your name?
My name is Julius.
Julius, you have 7 seconds to give me five things that start with the letter R. Go.
Rake, rain, rail, radio, radar.
Rain, rake, radio. Your time's up. Now, run me through those words again. Rain, rake.
Rain.
Uh-huh.
Rake, uh-huh. Rail, radio, radar.
Ah, correct. Very good, very good, very good. Good
Thank
job.
You.
Good job, good job. Stay on the line. Stay on the line. Let's get your deals. She came in ready. Where's my applause? Say, I need to clap for you when you win. What's the spelling of applause? Okay, yeah, this is it. This is it. Let me clap for you. Aha. Next on the queue. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. I don't have all the time. You're either ready or you're not. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Are you ready to play my game?
Yeah.
All righty. Tell me your name.
I'm Sunday. I'm calling from Ikeja.
All right. Sunday, you have 7 seconds to give me a word that starts with letter D. Go.
Dog. Dig. Ditch. Run.
Time up. And next, who's on the line? Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm using all my last energy for my throat to give you people this money. What's your name?
Lady Sense from Sagamu.
Are you ready to play my game?
Yes, I'll try.
In 7 seconds, if you're ready, you're going to give me five things that start with letter L. Go.
L, lamb, logo, lump, limb, lamp holder, lake, lamp.
Hey, oh, shit. Correct. Oh, correct, 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 correct. All the ladies came, they came with swords blazing, like we collect all the money yet today. You know what? Stay on the line, stay on the line. Don't drop, oh. You drop okay, like okay. This, the money drop. Last but not the least, who's it gonna be? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Are you ready to play my game?
Yeah.
My throat is paining me. What's your name?
Friday.
All right. You've got precisely 7 seconds to give me five things that start with letter E. Go.
Elephant. Antelope.
Antelope, okay. I didn't know that antelope starts with E. You guys, you'll not confuse yourself. I want a man to win the next one. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Quick. You have 7 seconds. What's your name?
Sorry, will you offer me my name?
Give me five things that start with letter C. Go.
Can, car, cab, carton, cow, coconuts.
Oh, shit. Correct, Benson. Stay on the line. Don't All drop. Right. Don't drop for your own good. Stay on the line.
All right,
congratulations, everybody. I'm out. After the break, I bring you the news. I've used up all my energy. Let's talk about how having a baby can create depression for men. I've got a consultant, Yakashri. She's already here. So make sure to call all the men and women in your life together. Let's break this table. It's a conversation that's not so much talked about. My name is Wemimo Adewunni. Don't go away.
Hey, still the window. I bet you know what for local shout for this Dangote bag of goodies season 3. I move. Yes, so just spell Dangote and you fit become multi-millionaire. Inside part one, for one time winning, buy bags of Dangote cement, carry the scratch card and win sharp prize.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given
time. Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like the brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.